from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Yodish beings and frog, you know, Yodish and frog-based beings everywhere. Maybe I'll talk about amphibians. It's been a while. Amphibians, it's been a while since you listened to the podcast because, obviously you need to, you know, you need an IPX rated speaker to do that. I mean, come on. But it's, you say, what is this person talking about? Well, it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. Hey, it's Scoots. Before I get to the story here, remember, Sleep With Me is born from a place, it comes from a place of loneliness and not being able to sleep. That's where it started from. But having compassion for that kid or that person or you that is tossing and turning or waking up, whatever it is, to help you with compassion and empathy, with caring and kindness, with dignity and respect. Those are the values that Sleep With Me sprung from, the soil or whatever. And, you know, soil's got a lot of stuff in it. You know, it's not perfect. It's where stuff grows out of. But part of growing it is saying, hey, be growing up, I guess, for me, and saying, hey, this is important. Our listeners are important. So if you're having a tough time right now, right in this moment, there's links to organizations that could help right in the show notes. That includes a crisis text line and international helplines you could contact right now. And it also means supporting the Black members our community right now, because Black lives matter, Black mental health matters. So there's links to organizations if you want to support the members of our community, if you want to be a part of change, or if you've been impacted. And if you're a front worker on the front lines right now, we're going to be also supporting emotional PPE. So go to emotionalppe.org to support or utilize those resources as well. And here's a couple of ways I'm able to bring this podcast twice a week. All right, but Scoots here, and this is where I talk about like supporting the show. So this is really only for regular listeners. If you count on Sleep With Me or you use Sleep With Me on a regular basis, you're a long-term listener. Like, does Sleep With Me do anything unique for you, right? Is it a part of your life in it's a unique way? Like, when you just discovered the show or it started helping you, you're like, wow, I had no idea this existed, but I was looking for it. And then does it provide something for you? Is it unique and does it provide something? Does it do anything for you? Like, does it help you fall asleep or take your mind off of stuff so you could fall asleep? Or does it keep you company? Does it distract you during the day? So is it unique or somewhat unique? And does it do anything for you? If the answers are yes to the both of those, like, how much is that? Is that worth anything to you? How much are those things, the unique part and whatever it does for you, worth to you? But the other question is, like, if Sleep With Me went away, like, what would you be willing, like, would that change what it's worth to you? Would it change the value proposition? To get it back, oh yeah, I'd pay $50 a month, and you don't even have a tier at that level. So just think about that. But if any of that resonates with you, don't wait. We really are in a position now where for at least a time, I'm going to have to kind of really work hard to get more people involved in supporting the show. We have the listeners. It's just getting the attention of enough listeners, a small percentage of people, but people that are said, okay, I'll do it now. You just go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus and sign up, support the show. Even if you're not sure, sign up for all the trials are 7 days, and then you could change your mind. But at least then you've done something. You said, yes, it's unique. Yes, it really means something to me. Yes, it does something for me. And no, I don't want to wait. Like, I don't want it to go away. So thanks. Think about that. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. All right, everybody. It's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, the one part of the podcast I need you to hear or to listen to when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow, because it's where I thank the listeners who supported the sponsors. So I get to bring the show free twice a week. If you support a sponsor, let them know about it. Let me know about it. Tonight, I want to thank Kathy J. and Indivisible Martha's Vineyard, both separately got Helix beds. Kathy J got a Helix Midnight, and really, really appreciate it. Remember, this is the end of the year, so if you support a sponsor like Plush Care, BlendJet, Nutrafol, Relief Band, Grove, Air Doctor, Quip, Sunsoil, let them know about it. Let me know about it. That way they know it's valuable, supporting this podcast, helping put you to sleep so I can be here for you. And when you amplify that message, it really helps the show. So I want to thank Kathy and Indivisible Martha's Vineyard as part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need. So if you need support right this now, right now in this moment, there's support right in your show notes. There's links to organizations you can connect with right in this moment. So use those links. We also want to support one another as part of our community. And that just doesn't mean the community of Sleep With Me podcast listeners. That means our community. It means you and the people around you and the people we share this planet with. And we're here to support the Black members of our community because Black lives matter. So if you want to be a part of the solution, you want to be a part of change, or you've been impacted, there's going to be links to organizations to help you right in the show notes. And the third part of Sleepy Supporter Zone goes right along with supporting our community. Those of you in our community that are providing all of us support, we're trying to support them. I'm supporting the Emotional PPE Project. If you want to support the project or you want to utilize it, there's going to be links. It's at emotionalppe.org, or you can use the link in the show notes. And that's it. That's the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Oh, Mr. Bard, a lot of people help out on this show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Poster Song.
Sounds like an earful.
Wrote the theme song.
And edits episodes too.
Carl W. The Lecture.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer, and Ashley.
Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
It's almost Christmas, y'all.
You can tell me the story, yeah. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud.
Thanks, Mr. Bard. Don't forget, our sleep phone store is open. sleepwithmepodcast.com/sleepphones to get all the Sleep With Me branded sleep phones merch. Get it as part of your holiday gift, giving, or receiving. And that, what do you say we slow it down and get out with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it the bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever is keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, you know, things on your mind. So thoughts you're thinking about, thoughts, feelings, any emotions you're coming up. So thoughts about the past, present, or future, feelings about the past, present, future, or just that are there, that you're feeling. That's why they call them feelings. Feelings, physical sensations, changes in time or temperature or routine. Whether, you know, whatever, if you're, you know, whatever's going on, it's whatever's keeping you awake. I'm here to take your mind off of it. And what I propose to do is create a safe place where you could set all that stuff aside at the door, or you could bring it with you and just set it at your side. You don't have to set it aside literally. I guess that's actually the right word of it. You could figuratively, or you could actually set it to your side, set it nearby. I prefer it. Don't worry, we got it set up. You maybe have heard of it in the past, a long time ago, or recently, who knows, I don't remember the stuff well. We did design cubbies, here's the thing, I just didn't realize that cubbies in, like, cubs, you know, like cute cartoon cubbies, there's also the Chicago Cubs are called the Cubbies. So if you're a Cubs fan, we have Cub-based Cubbies. And then if you say, well, I'm not a Cubs fan, I'd say, what do you mean? Come on. Like, don't you root for the, like, don't you have some Cub fan, Cub? And he'd say, I'm not sure what you're talking about. And I say, well, okay, well, we don't only have Cub-based Cubbies. We have Cubbies that look like Cubs. We have a drink, a bedtime drink called a Cup of Cubby, which took us a while to think of. We said, well, it's got to be a well-organized drink. What do you call that? Not perforated. What do you call that when it's like divided, but it's not divided? And they said, I don't know. And I said, well, Cup of Cubby. Yeah, I said, like a bit like a fuzzy navel. No, not an act, because then you say, well, what kind of, there's almost a pun in there, like, what does a cub drink, or what, you know, what do you drink out of a cub's belly? Nothing, by the way, that's the answer to that question. Oh, sorry, I was going to try to create a, oh, so we have cubbies, which also, or lockers, those are, you can't use those interchangeable, we have interchangeable lockers, which are cool. And lockers with interchangeable things on the inside. Because you say, well, I'd like to make my locker, section it off into some cubbies. And I say, don't worry. We also have shelving. We have floor space. So it's because some people say, I just put it on the floor. I don't need a cub. Like, and I say, don't worry. Yeah, we got that too. You can do that. We'll be ready for you. So... oh, so I'm going to try to create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. One of the ways I do that is I send my voice across the deep, dark night. I use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. So I go off topic, I get mixed up, then I get confused, then I go on a topic. I say, well, confusion, profusion of confusion. That was one a tangent I've gone on in my life. And then I'll talk about that. Then I'll circle back. But it's all to keep you company as you drift off. So a couple other things to know if you're new. A lot of important things to know. New. One thing I would tell you, if you're new or newish, is you could always skip the intro. Some people start the show at 20 minutes, 22 minutes, like about 2% of people, because they want to get to the story parts. But just skip the intro after you've listened for, like, if you've listened to the intro, like if you say, well, I like the show, I don't like the intro. Like, then start skipping ahead, because you never know. I mean, the intro became this way because of listener feedback, and not just like listener feedback over a couple of weeks, like years and years and years of listener feedback. So I wouldn't say it's been studied, but it's also studied that like 2% of people skip the intro. Then a few thousand people listen to the story only episodes on Patreon. So that's another option. You can't really, then people say, well, why does it have to have like ads? It's because, so it's free, and otherwise it would be behind one of the services that either provide, you know, that's just the choice I make is if the podcast is free and listener and ad supported, that's how I can reach the most people at the minimal cost to the user. So that's that. Then, okay, those are a couple things. So you can skip the intro, but I don't want you missing out either. I mean, you might, like, this is the one thing I said, I don't want you missing out on something you're going to fall asleep to and not listen to. It sounds strange, but it's just based on what I hear from listeners. So here, so there's that. If you're skeptical, this kind of goes along with it, or you're doubtful when you're new to the show. That makes total sense. Or if you say, I don't know if I like this Scooter character. I can't believe my grandmother, someone I went to the, you know, a dance with, and my roommate's, cousin all recommended the same podcast, and I'm not sure I like it. That's the majority of people react that way. Skeptical. What do you mean you're going to put me to sleep? What are you talking about? Or they like this guy. Those are normal. I'm not like defensive at all. Those are totally normal, legitimate reactions and common. So I just want to tell you, if you're feeling that way, totally normal. The only thing I'll tell you is that a large number of feedback, I mean, in the millions of people, have told me that it took a few tries to get used to it. And I mean that's overstating things, but like if you hear from one person out of every 100, then yeah, it's in the millions for sure. Give it a few tries and see how it goes. The podcast is free, so just test it out like a couple nights and then see if it works for you or not. Or if that skepticism wanes or whatever. But so that's the other thing to know. Also, this podcast is not here to put you to sleep, really. It's more here to keep you company and take your mind off of stuff, to be your companion, your boyfriend, your boar bae, your boar cuz, your boar sib, your boar bestie, your boar bra. Then to be, I don't know if I want to say like we're like the lily pad that the frog sits upon. We're not the frog that, you know, we're like the lily pad, but I'm not sure about that because it doesn't make any sense. It just popped in my head. I thought I'd say it. That, like, literally, I saw it said, we're the lily pad the frog sits on. And they said, what are you, Reggie Jackson of sleep metaphors? And they said, I don't understand what you're saying. And I said, no, don't worry. This podcast doesn't really put you to sleep. It's here. That's why the show's about an hour, to give you plenty of time to drift off at your leisure. And if you can't sleep, whether it's situationally or you just can't sleep, I'm here to keep you company. I'm going to be here to the very end. And you can queue up episode after episode after episode if you need companionship in the deep, dark night. That's part of my job. So I'll be here to keep you company, whether you're awake or asleep. A couple of other things to know. This show, don't listen to me. That's the other thing. You're not here to put you to sleep, but I'm not here to be listened to. This is a podcast you barely pay attention to. Like I said, I don't want you missing out on your opportunity not to pay any attention to me and barely listen by skipping the story. But you can do that, and then you say, okay, that's what I prefer. So there's that, so those are two things. Oh, the other thing is the structure of the show, which I said kind of with the intro, but I'll now explain in a little bit more detail. That can throw people off. So the show starts off with a greeting, friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, frog-based beings, Yodish, you know, friends, Jedis, everybody, lily pads, talk about a good listener. That's like one of the most underrated listeners on the planet is a lily pad. They have, someone said they're not hearing you. I said, well, first of all, they are like, they can receive sound waves and water waves, by the way. They may not be listening to me, but that doesn't make them any different than the people in my life or the people that listen to this podcast. What was my point? Oh, structure of the show. So it starts off with a greeting, so you know you're welcome here. Then there's business. That's how we keep the podcast free. Then there's the intro. Now, the intro is like somewhere right around now between the greeting, the ads, and the intro. It's like 20 to 26 minutes or something. I don't know. When I record it, it's different, but... like, I guess that's kind of how it comes out in the end. And so, but the intro serves a really important purpose. Other than introducing new people to podcasts, it gives you some wind down time. And that's why it developed this way, is because if I just start the story, then you got to think about, well, the story, when, how, I got to fall asleep before the story ends. I don't want you to have to worry about that. So there's this nice wind down or landing time where you can either be in bed getting comfortable, be in bed falling asleep, or getting ready for bed, or doing some other relaxing activity. Even if you're just laying there, chillaxing, you know, playing with chillaxing figures, we invented that. Then they said, don't use chillaxing in the podcast anymore. And I said, I'll try to remember that, but, so that's what the intro is just to ease you into bedtime. That's my point. But yeah, it's not for everybody. Then there's business between the intro and the story. That's how podcast structure works. They say, well, that's where the ads go. So then there's that. And then there's our recap of the Mandalorian on Mandalorian. And, you know, I just recorded the episode. And I managed to talk about it longer than the episode, which is, you know, that's always an accomplishment. And so it's something I'm pretty proud of. I talked about, like, according to the recorder, I talked about a 34-minute episode for, like, 54 minutes or something. Now, some of that will be edited out, dead air or whatever. But that's pretty good. So then there's thank yous at the end. So that's the structure of the show. The other thing to know is the reason I make this podcast is because you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a place where you can get some respite and some rest so that you can live your life in a more full way tomorrow. And if I can make sleep less of a hassle, less of a rigmarole, something you don't dread, that's my goal. Because I've been there. The other thing is I know how it feels. Tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep. Yep. I've dealt with all those things. So, yeah, that's why I'm here. That's why I make the show. And one way to view it is like a bit like a lily pad. You say, okay, like sleep with me is probably, you say, what natural thing this week are you going to compare the show to? I'd say, well, lily pad, functional, first of all. That's good for sitting. It's good, great for looking at. So aesthetically, I wouldn't say now a lily pad with a flower, with a lily, that's different. This is just a lily pad. You could say I would say it's aesthetically pleasing. Not all lily pads are. So I'd say, yeah, we're a little bit on the lily pad that's been in the sun and somehow sunk its roots into a place. You say, well, that lily pad is not getting the maximum amount of nutrients like some of the other ones, but it's still a healthy lily pad. It's a creaky dulcet lily pad for sure. Somewhat passive. You say, well, what's a lily pad do? It kind of just sits there. You could look at it. Also frogs, dragonflies, other I don't know here's a question and that's never come up. Hey, water striders, do you need a break anytime? Let me know. I mean, we've had fictional water striders on the podcast before, but hey, if I was a lily pad, I'd say, hey, water strider, come on over, you know, sit down or whatever. I don't know what you do to relax, but if you'd like to relax, I've never seen a water strider relax. So they say, Scoots, what natural animal are you most like? I'd say, probably a water strider. You see, the water strider says, hey, bub, have you ever tried walking on water? The only other person to do it is a transcendent being. And I'd say, well, I'm aware of that. But, well, one time I saw at a garbage dump, they call it, like these styrofoam water shoes. I got those and I fell down a lot. So I can't be easy. I'm just saying, if you want a break, like I'm here, like as a lily pad or person, you could hop. You don't have any like protuberances or anything. You could hop on my skin if you want. Yeah, but just an offer to water striders everywhere. You know, not all of you at once, of course. Please know, that I can only accommodate. That's just more of a polite way of saying it. If I meet a water, first, there'd probably be an application process. If I was, you know, figuratively as a lily pad, it's fine. I'm just more to say, yo, hey, Scoots, this is the International Water Strider Association. We're the lobbying group for water striders. We heard your offer on the podcast, and we consider it a legal compact. So we'll be moving in. Moving in where? On you. We're going to be living on you now. Scoots Striders, we'll be calling ourselves. And they'd say, well, I don't think maybe send some representatives to try it out because I can't recommend. I mean, I don't know. There's not a lot. I don't have a high strideability either. I mean, I could stride with the strider. So this is our friend Summer, who made a documentary about the podcast, and has an idea for a new doc, just made me think of the possible subject, if Summer's listening, say, striding with the, we could think of a group called the Striders, Striding with the Striders. So, I don't know. So if you're new, you say, what happened? This person was trying to introduce a podcast, and then I say, well, that's how I'm like a lily pad. Also, a lily pad, like I said, it's a great thing to talk to. If you say, well, I got to get something off my chest, but I'm not really ready for a human or even maybe in a, like a being that could look at me yet. I mean, maybe I'd try a toad or a frog later, but right, I said start with the lily pad because people, you know, the people that don't get it would say, well, lily pad can't hear you. But I'd say lily pad's like an, you know, it is like a, it's, a, it could hear you. It can feel your sound waves. There's no doubt about it. Science, even science would back me up on this. I mean, it might, you might have to talk. You don't need to talk that close. Don't close talk a lily pad right away. Also, probably not the best idea because it's so exposed, but I think it remind me this summer when I finally, you know, if I finally get out of where I am, I'm going to kiss a lily pad. I'm going to do it. I mean, I'm going to do it. Like, and if you're a scientist, you know, let me know. Say, Scoots, please don't kiss any lily pads. This is the Lily Pad Council of the World. Please don't kiss any lily pads. And I'd say, well, you know, I'll bring some Purell or something. And they said, no, please don't put Purell. As the International Council of Lily Pads, we've decreed you not a friend of lily pads. And I said, well, I was just talking ideas. How about if I kiss my fingers and then touch kiss you? Whatever they call it. Well, I'll blow you. Let's just agree on this. This summer, I'll blow lily pads kisses nonstop. I mean, talk about, like, this is 2020 when I'm recording this. But if you say, Scoots, how do you see 2021 going in a cartoonish fashion? Like, you know, mid third quarter, you know, mid to late 2021. That's like me in a boat blowing kisses to lily pads. That's what I'm looking forward to doing in 2021. Like 08, 2021. That's if you say, Scoots, yeah, if everything goes good, what it'll be like, international travel, jet planes, extreme sports. Nope. In a boat blowing kisses to lily pads and talking to them. Probably, you know, at that point, I'll be serenading them and, you know, working on my new program for, you know, water striders, give them a break. Probably we'll have some signs or something. So slow your wake, give water, because, you know, if you live in a, if you've ever been in a boat zone where like people park their boats and stuff, it says slow your wake. And then sometimes people, hey, give the water striders a break, slow your wake. I would also put in an FRIGGIN, like, maybe that, let me know. Maybe Bernie could do an episode about that. So anyway, I'm glad you're here. I work really hard and, I yearn to strive. I want to help you fall asleep. I appreciate you checking the podcast out. And here's a couple ways I'm able to do this for you twice a week. All right, buddy, this is Scoots here. If you're new, you don't have to listen to this or worry about it. But if you're a regular listener, maybe you had the same experience I had when I tried to make the show, which was like, how come there's not something out there that sees how I'm feeling in the deep, dark night? And so I decided to make Sleep With Me because I said, is anybody else feeling this loneliness, this inability to turn off, that needs a distraction and a friend, that needs a podcast that puts you to sleep? And so I made Sleep With Me. And the reason we asked for support for the show, whether it's supporting the sponsors or supporting the show directly on Sleep With Me Plus, is because it over 120 hours per week of work goes into the show right now. And in the past, I did as much of that as I could myself, and that was never sustainable, right? So if you do count on it, supporting it, just make sure it'll be there for you. So your action, kind of, you know, make sure Sleep With Me will be there for you, but a lot of other people too. Kind of cool bonus. And if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, you get everything organized in the way you want to listen. You get story-only episodes. At certain tiers, you get all intro episodes. You get all-night, extra-long compilations. You get bonus shows and exclusives that might not fit in this main feed, and you get ad-free full episodes, of course. But you also get that peace of mind and that joy of participating in something. I don't know, you say, wow, I'm glad this is in the world because I needed it. So if any of that appeals to you, think about supporting the show at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. But thanks, and those of you that are hearing this have supported the show in the past, thanks a lot, because the show is here because of you. And this isn't, I know not everybody's in a position donation to support the show. So I totally understand that too. And that's a great thing again for the people that do. There's people that would love to support the show, but they can't. Or there's people that would love to support the show, but they're just kind of stuck or whatever. So your support supports the show for them too. So thank you so much. All right, everybody, Scoots here. I'm loading up the old, do the people call it the Plus? I don't think so. You watching the Max or the Plus, man? Well, the Plus right now, that's what Mandalorian's on. Actually, there's Max, and isn't there more than one service with a Plus at the end? Okay, so I'm getting ready to go. Chapter 11, Episode 3 is Season 2. And Disney Plus, it has the Disney Plus thing to start out. I got to turn down my... It says the teaser thing says, the Mandalorian braves high seas and meets unexpected allies. And I guess that's a teaser. You say, well, technically that happened, but unexpected. I think I'd expect them to be allies. But we go through last time on our recap. This is the way, of course. Oh, boy, is it. Oso messing around. The frog beings. The X-Wings, the sliding, the snow, the ferns, the sentient ferns. Who could forget those sentient fern, the sentient fern families? Or was it one family? Helmet never been removed, never. This is the way. Covert is close, no hyperdrive. Last episode, chase, crash, ferns saved, limp to Trask. Crazy in cockpit, that was one of the last things they say. We're going to have to get cozy in the cockpit. Not crazy. Crazy and cozy in the cockpit. And something land ride, waffle. Oh, that doesn't say land ride, waffle. It says Lucasfilm. Then we get the Star Wars thingamajig. Then I said, holy gas giant, because, excuse me, because there's a giant gas giant on the screen. And it's looking good. Then we see a green-blue planet underneath the gas giant. I would love to know how much it costs, like, to have... I mean, my brother is in visual arts, but to have something like that made, this gas giant. Then, yeah, Earth-like planet. We hear the horn-style Mando music. Oso is sleeping in lotus mode. Frog woman's sleeping with her spawn. Alarm goes off. Mandalorian sleeps, wakes up. Sees Earth. Oso wakes up. Frog woman wakes up. Mando says, okay, great news. That time the alarm went off with good news. We're going to land here. Then he says, he uses a bad word in his, like, I don't know if it's in Mandalorian. He says, dang, Farragut. Let me see what he really says in the... Dank Ferric. Dank Ferric sounds like something you'd smoke before you listen to Sleep With Me, if you're, you know. Anyway, so then horn, resources, I don't know what that means, because that's wrong. Guru mode, Yoda's sleeping in guru mode. Then, yeah, we made it. Then it's baby, it's holy reentry, going in hot. Mando needs the frog woman's hands, so she has to put her eggs down. And it's a bumpy ride. She has to hold the lever back. And notice Mando's strapped in, I think. Oh, maybe not. Maybe that's just his cape, his cloak. LeVar Bath, eggs shake. Oh, lever back, action music. Then they go in, they're saying, hey, slow down, this is a port, what are you doing, slow it down, please, reverse engine thrusters. Again, example of, in a small way, great storytelling, because it really twists your expectations on its head a couple times. They say, slow down, he says, almost there, Razor Crest, do you copy? You gotta slow it down too fast. And then Mando hits the brakes and manages to land perfect, almost perfectly, as Mon Calamari looks on. Then it goes off, like he has an engine go stall out, and he goes into the drink. Trying my best, brace, hold on, almost there, reduce speed, too fast, save the day, Mon Calamari face, nice and easy, Razor Crest overboard. Then we see the title card, the Heiress, chapter 9, chapter 11. Then the Razor Crest gets fished out of the water by like an AT-AT Walker crane. I don't know if it's a repurposed AT-AT Walker or they always had cranes like that. It would make sense where they are, but like a crane you'd see in port, but with legs. Let's see, pulls them out of the water, lots of water. Frog Woman's are off the ship pretty fast. Mando says, can you fix it to the Mon Calamari? How can I help you? Can you fix my ship? No. Can't do it, man, but I can make it fly. And Mando says, he says, yeah, okay, I can put some gas in it if it still holds gas. Yoda's in a Spram, very waterfront dock style scene, very busy. And Frog Woman's looking for someone. She's saying, and then all of a sudden, this is talk about heartwarming. Oh my goodness, for cold blooded. I don't know if frogs are cold blooded, but my heart was warm. Also, a lot of amazing costuming, like caps and sweaters and stuff. But the frog husband appears and they embrace. They have these huge smiles, so much love. They smile, they hug. I mean, I could be projecting that they're not smiling, but you say Slee Stack. I call them just Joy Stack, man. This is a stack of joy, these two. They touch each other's faces. They touch each other's snouts. They touch and Mando says, you can't be, fertilizing spawn on the dock front because it just wouldn't, you know. And they say, yeah, we got to get home. Thanks so much. The greener frog says, and then Mando says, what about helping me find some Mandalorians? He says, yep, over there. And then Mando says, the inn over there? And he goes, that's what I said in frog. And then we see a mysterious cloaked character watching Mando. To me, they seemed like a wizard. And I said, wow, there's a wizard watching. But then they're gone when Mando notices them. They vanish away. He says, anyway, I got to get to the... the frogs walk off. They're kind of holding hands. They look back at Mando and the floating pram. Oso's in the floating pram. And they go to like a chowder house. What does this say? A cloaked woman watches, vanishes. They're at a chowder house getting chowder. Oh, the frogs go with them. They say, yeah, this is the place. All right, we got to go because we got frog-related. We got nature's calling. The frogs say, and the nature's calling, we got to go, not to go to the restroom. So then the chowder house, so the proprietor says, have a seat. What can I get you? And Mando, as cool as a Mando can be, and not cool if you own an inn, he says, this kid needs to eat. You get him some, whatever, your finest food. He goes, and you? Nothing for me, thanks. Maybe he could order to go, but the guy says, you can't sit down if you don't order, which this is, I remember doing this, not to go on a tangent, but this was once upon a time. I'm not going to name any names, but there's a famous place in San Francisco for Irish coffee. This is when I would indulge, and I had two friends visiting. I believe it was two friends they were visiting, or maybe it was one friend visiting and another friend that lived here. And so that was like one of the places you take people that enjoy adult beverages when they're in San Francisco. You say, hey, this is famous for this, where Irish coffee claimed to be invented, or I don't know. And we went there during the day on a weekday, but even then it's very busy. And it's really a place for tourists. I guess some probably people hang out there, but and they depend on the tourist business, and they turn or try to turn over their tables or maximize it, especially if you're a serving staff trying to make the most money you can. And we had gone there to have Irish coffee, or I guess I did, because that was my primary motivator back then, was anything with but so both my friends, I remember this, we sat down, and again, like, I guess when you're in a tourist area, anywhere we could sit down and catch a breath is always nice too. And also the staff, at least in my opinion, could be surly, but not like, so we took three open seats, not at the bar, but at like a secondary area. And she said, yeah, what do you have? I said, well, I'll have Irish coffee and maybe I ordered two things. And then they said, I'm fine. She goes, no. And she looked at me and she goes, no. And just like that, she said, no, you can't sit. And I said, okay, three Irish coffees, please. But man, so I don't know. I guess that story, it's a sleep podcast story. All was well. But this guy says, you can't sit here. If you need anyone that takes a seat has to eat something. And Mando goes, I got an ice money man. Whatever that was called. I forgot the name of the Mon Calamari cash. He says, I'm looking for, I can buy something else, not food, information. He goes, I'm looking for other people like me. And Mon Calamari goes, oh, okay, let me get some chowder from the ceiling. He goes, yeah, others with Beskar have been through here. And Mando goes, who can take me? He goes, I'll find someone. Don't worry. Also get some food, which was a bit like a chowder gruel, but it was still a thing. Then the Mon Calamari goes to a squid person. A lot of different type of squid beings in this episode. This person is a squid person. Strangely enough, Oso's having calamari. He needs help cutting it up into little bits, which his dad does for him. The squid person sits down. They say, yeah, are you looking for somebody like you? Oh, yeah, I've seen him. He's got a seafaring. He goes, a few hours sail on me boat. It'll cost you, though. And it goes dun, dun, dun. Then we see this cool trawler straight out of the movie Westworld. Number 4B, I guess it says on the side. But yeah, and the last time I saw Westworld was at, during the Westworld stunt show that once upon a time Mark Gagliardi was in. But that wasn't that long ago, maybe a year or two ago, a year and a half ago, maybe. But yeah, they're on the ship. It's a fishing ship. Mama Corn Eat. I don't know what that means, so I'll have to look that up. Child might like it. But yeah, it's a fishing ship. Everybody's working except for Mando and Oso are looking over the side. They're saying, yeah, get over there, get that rope, move that stuff, grab a hook. Mamacore. Goes, you want to see a mamacore eat? Quite a sight. Child might like it. Oso goes, I like to eat. Of course I do. He goes, no pressure. Take a look. It's in a book right over here. And he goes, close enough, look, and then they're feeding this, they have like a boat within a ship, a pool within a ship, and then they drop some fish in there, and it bubbles up, they say, oh boy, she must be hungry. We usually feed her in the morning, but miss that. Then suddenly it changes and gets interesting, because unexpectedly, you hear Jeff, one of the squid people doing an imitation of Jeff Probst. So shout out to Robin Wiggles. They say previously on Survivor, and then they just do a quick one. They do, yeah, for this challenge, was featured in whatever seasons 4, 6, and 44, And they say, like, I don't know. And Mandalorian says, what are you doing? I'm not here to be a part of, because I didn't even sign a release. And definitely I didn't sign one for my kid to compete in an account. And they say, oh, you got to pay, you know, whoever competes can win their fare on the boat. It's fun and games. Also, we're not giving you a choice. Because if you don't win the competition, we're going to take your armor. I guess also, or Mando's armor is not waterproof. So let's see, Mando in the tub. Yeah, so they make him, now we don't see Oso, so we said, we don't know, I think Oso's not planning on being in the competition. And all of them are like more booing instead of, and then Jeff Probst says, dig Mando, dig, come on, don't give up, all that kind of stuff. It was just, I said, that's a cool, I said, that's cool that they had Jeff Probst voice a character, or maybe he was playing one of the characters, like using makeup. Oh, also that industrial music that I love starts playing in the background. And I think that it's like the sound, Sweet Sounds of Beskar Steel, or Beskar Armor, firing up. Because what to my wondrous eyes does appear, but three people clad in Mandalorian, bluish Mandalorian armor. And they say, this is an unauthorized, first they say, by the way, first of all, this is from CBS, like desist, you don't have the rights to do a Survivor show on this Trask or any other planet. Secondly, you don't have proper releases. And then the squid people say, we don't care. You know, this is an underground TV, reality TV show. They go, we're about to show you a reality show called So You Think You Can Dance Your Right Way Right Off This Boat. And so they dance their way off the boat, all the squid people. They say, well, you're squids. You might as well swim. We'll take this boat over because this is all rude behavior. Really great action sequence of dancing and love of things. Then they get Mando out of the water. He says, he goes, yeah, there's goes the child. So someone dives in. He goes, I haven't seen Oso, the child. They go, don't worry, brother, we got this. Mando's out of breath. So weak spot in the Mandalorian, we discover. And other than his, you know, it's like an ability, you know, to have to love. Then the one of the new blue Mandalorian people comes with the floating pram. Oso had locked it up, so he's in there. But he says, Papa, what was that? What's, he goes, and Mando says, we don't even watch Survivor yet. He's too young. And he goes, by the way, I've been looking for more of our kind. This is interesting. But it's interesting. His thing is like the child. If you're going back to popping, thank you. You've been searching. What's the stay the hill? That's my writing. But let's see what they say here in the dialogue. I've been searching for our kind. Well, you're lucky we found you. Quested. I got to deliver this child. I was hoping. All of a sudden they take off their armor or their helmets. And I said, what in the name of so say we all? A reddish-haired Starbuck is what I would to my wondrous eyes did it next appear. But really, it's not Starbuck because that's a different show. And two other, one was the cloaked woman. One was a cloaked person and then a new person. And they're kind of checking Mando and the baby out. Mando's confused. Where'd you get that armor? The lead says, it's been in my family. You're not Mandalorian. You got to cover your face. The guy says, he's one of them, a zealot. And then she says, dank ferric, too, like the swear word. One of what? He says, She goes, I'm Bo-Katan of, I was born on the Mandalore before the Purge. Clan cries or something. Well, I fought in the Purge, last of my line. And you're a child of the Watch. He goes, never heard of it. Watch. She goes, a little bit of a zealot that broke away from Mandalorian society to reestablish the ancient way. Then she looks at Oso in Mandalorian and goes, there's only one way, way of the Mandalore. He gets in her face and then walks off. He's, you know, cold as usual, cold and unresponsive. So there's multiple looks. This is 13 minutes. Bo-Katan gives a look, and the two people with her give serious looks. So they all exchange these looks like, who is this dude? But he flies off. Then the sun sets. They fly off, and they actually take the ship out because they say this is not unauthorized production of a CBS show. It can't exist on Disney Plus, so we got to take that out. Then we see the moonrise on the docks, and Mando's walking with his baby, just him and his child, having a nice moonlit walk on the docks alone until people say, yo, what's up with my brother? You were supposed to go fishing with him. And that's a squid-based being. And he says, I heard you broke up his underground production of the TV show Survivor, Trask Edition. And Mando goes, none of your business. They go, we don't think you understand. This is all, we don't have TV here except for local productions. And we're looking forward to this week's episode, and now we don't get to see it or any other episodes. So we're going to have to film another episode right here on docks without your permission. Next thing you know, Bo-Katan and the crew show up, and they handle it. Mandalorian doesn't even have to do anything. So they have blue armor with some spray decorations, a little bit more form-fitting, some two-tone stuff. Obviously, they take their helmets off. Two of their helmets have antennae. Maybe all three of them do. Then they're at another restaurant, not the Chowder House. They say, why don't we have dinner together or something? Or why don't you buy us a drink? And Mando goes, okay, you know, this kid eats all the time anyway. Well, they say, let us buy you a drink. They say, then Bo-Katan says, Trask is where people are selling stuff underground. And they're like old Empire stuff, plunders of Mandalore are being sold. And we're going to seize those and retake our home planet. And once we've done that, we'll see the new Mandalore on the throne. And Mandalorian goes, no. Mandalore's cursed. Didn't you know that? And I guess she's the heiress. He goes, yeah, the planet's cursed. Anyone who goes there, bad luck for life. Once the Empire knew they couldn't control it, they put a curse on it. And Bo-Katan goes, cursed? You believe everything you read, man? He goes, no, I read it online, not in a book. And she goes, that's them trying to keep us separate. We're stronger together, Mandalorians. And he goes, not part of my plan. I got other stuff going on. I got to deal with this kid. So sorry, I pass. Requested to return this child to the Jedi. And she says, what do you know of the Jedi? He goes, nothing. Can you help me? He goes, aren't you supposed to do that by creed anyway? Then one of the other of her Mandalorian people is having noodles. Oso's watching, like, ooh, those noodles look good. Oso's watching. She and the Mandalorian says, I hope you could help me by creed. And he even says, ooh, noodles. And they go, help you by creed. I can lead you to someone, a Jedi, but you have to help me on our mission. He goes, mission? And she raises her eyebrows. Then they go and they're looking at a freighter, old Empire freighter loaded with stuff, supposed to depart at first light. We're going to catch, you know, we're going to take everything on there and empty it out. And he says, stow away. They go, no, they know that move. So we got to do another move. He goes, four people. He goes, we're going to have to use surprise. And she goes, yeah, I know what I'm doing. She also has a light up hairpiece or helmet locker. She goes, the great thing is this is like port rules. It has to stay in trawling speed while it's in port. So we can fly up when it's in the atmosphere and get on in the shipping lanes. Then it ascends into orbit and takes off. And the tower won't allow them, you know, can't go fast until, and he goes, yeah, is there any troopers on board? She goes, a squad or something. And then one of the other people says, yeah, they don't have very good aim, you know, so don't worry. Then the Mando knocks on a door, says, I know Scoots likes knocking. And the frogs say, don't worry, you can come knocking. Nothing's going on here anymore, so you didn't miss anything. But he says, let's see, Mando, so matter of fact, Yoda likes a noodle, help me by Creed, trawling speed, airspace, light up hair sides, knock, knock, something's come up, he says, are you done with the, you know, and then they say, yeah. And he goes, I need you to watch the kid for a little while. And they say, okay, I guess so. He goes, hey, by the way, you're going to stay here with these frog people. Be respectful. Mind your manners. You know what I'm talking about. This time I actually have consequences, or maybe they'll give you consequences and I don't have to do it. I'll be back. Then Oso gets to see one of the hatchlings, and he even opens his mouth in joy, I hope. Next thing is we see, and again, there's a lot of good effects in this. We see the trawler take off. It was just cool. I never seen a space trawler take off. And it starts to head out of port real slow. So we see a little bit of that slow flying. And we see it start to climb, and then we see the Mandos in pursuit. They land on the roof, and they slowly, you know, roll up on the stormtroopers. A couple of them, they say, hey, get hop off the ship while we're close to ground. One of them manages to close the door, and alarm goes off. And they say, oh, is that Titus? Is that Titus? Wouldn't it? And he says, yep, more pirates. So very familiar face from movies and television. He says, okay, guard everything, seal the hatch. Let's get ready to rumble. But he's got a nervous look on his face. Then they're trying to hack the door, which they do. And they say, oh boy, they got the door open. Then it's a dance off against some of the, what do you call it? Some of them, we see kind of everybody in action, a lot of action sequences here, you know, laser tag, they call it, like, it's like a bit like hide and seek and tag together, where you're trying to aim the laser and it makes everybody go beep, beep, you're out. So they play that with the stormtroopers. The stormtroopers just aren't as agile as and confident. The Mandalorians, all four of them, are very confident and competent. They say, what's going on? How many people are on board? 10, 20 people. And then one of the pilots says, no, there's only four. And then they're Mandalorians. So, oh boy, everybody shares a look. Oh no, not Mandalorians. And they're headed to the cargo bay. And he goes, we got to get moving here. How long? They go, yeah, we're still in the harbor zone. We got to follow the rules. The captain goes, no, or the admiral or whatever. Titus, he says, get it moving now. And they say, okay, it's against the rules, but we'll do it. It's going to make everybody mad. So they pull up. Then there's more hide and seeking. Mandalorian has one of his thingamajigs. Then it's a smoke poofer. And they're able to use their thermal imaging to, you know, get another advantage. But they head towards the cargo bay, which is full of stormtroopers loading up. And they say, what's happening? Intruders on their way. Hold them off till we jump into hyperspace. And we'll rendezvous with the fleet. So they get ready for that. They're waiting for the elevator, which is three levels, going up one, going up two, going up to level three. And everybody's ready, but they're not ready for, you know how it is. And they end up closing another set of doors. Close all the doors. Close any doors you can. So they close the Mandalorians in. The piloting, the pilot, and everybody's listening. And they say, oh, great, we got them locked up. We think we closed them in between two sets of doors. So we got them. They go, trapped them where? In the cargo control area. So then there's a slow dawning in the cargo control. Oh, boy. So then the cargo is controlled out of the ship. So then everybody gulps, like double gulp, triple gulp, a holy gulp. Hello? Anybody there? No, no one's there. The Mandalorians find all the... They take off their helmets. They say, this is all our stuff that got taken, so we're taking it with us. They call the head of the ship because they say, do you copy? And Bo-Katan says, you bet I do. Thanks for giving me my gear. We're going to be in great shape with this stuff. And if you think, the captain says, you're not going to get away with that. He goes, even if you get rid of some of the crates, we'll find you. And she says, we're not jetting it. We're taking the ship. We're not taking the stuff. Put some tea on. We'll be up in a minute. Mandalorian says, what do you mean you're taking the ship? This wasn't part of the plan. And she goes, there's something I need. If I'm to rule Mandalore, something that was once mine, they know where it is, and soon so will I. Either way, we're taking the ship for the future. Mandalorian says, but I got the stuff you needed. I got to find the foundling. And Bo-Katan says, if you want find a Jedi, you got to help me find the ship, you know, take the ship first. And he goes, you're changing the terms of the deal. And she goes, haven't you seen any of these episodes of the series this season? You know, get used to it. This is the way. And he goes, I guess she's right. It is the way. Holy moly, my way and her way. Then the other Mandalorians walk by him as he sulks for a minute, but he has his helmet on. Then Moff Gideon calls the captain of the ship. What's going on? It's Moff Gideon here. And he says, yeah, we need some backup, Mandalorian pirates. And he goes, did you get rid of them? No, that's why we need backup now. And he goes, the same pirates, huh? And he goes, yes, sir. And he goes, how far have they gotten? They got everything but the bridge, so we need backup. And Moff Gideon says, well, it's probably too late then. No backup for you. You know what to do. And the two pilots look at each other, and then Moff Gideon says, long live the Empire. And Moff Gideon, or the captain says, oh no. So then he says, okay, you know what we got to do here. So the two pilots eject. They say, okay, see ya. So then he says, okay, I'm going to bring it in for a landing. Water-based landing. And Bo-Katan says, you can't let him land the ship. We got to get back there, especially water-based landing. We know you can't swim very well, Mandalorian. But there's also a backup squad of troopers with heavy repeating blasters. So they go, oh, what are we going to do? Axe Wolves and Casca Reeves are the other characters' names, maybe? they say, well, how we're pinned down, you know, and they say, what are we going to do? And Mandalorian says, they go, we're getting closer to landing. And he goes, they don't give me, you know, shiny Beskar armor for nothing. So he puts his Beskar armor to use and runs right up to the stormtroopers and says, tag, you're it. And then they say, well, we've been tagged. We've already been brought, you know, I've already been brought, or whatever they say on shows. So then they get onto the deck, you know, the deck of the ship. What do they call that? The bridge. And they say, yeah, we're on the bridge. Let me just see if I missed anything during that part. I don't think so, though. But yeah, Mando sneaks up, tags us, the tag, you're it, or you're out in this case. A bit like a football player, because they were like throwing dodgeballs at him. But, you know, all the Mandalorians are impressed, because it was impressive. And he says, come on, let's get out, let's get to the front of the ship. So then they go back, they bring the ship up from landing. And they say, you know, Captain, that was not right. Then Bo-Katan talks to the captain as she goes, where is it? He goes, where's what? The dark saber. Does he have it? He goes, if you're asking, you already know. And Mandalorian and somebody else take the ship away from landing back into space. Everybody's out of breath. And, you know, that was like, oh boy. Bo-Katan says, listen, Captain, you got to tell me, I'll take care of you. He goes, he'll take care of me. And he goes, do you remember a band called Dr. Teeth and the Electric Teeth, Dr. something and the Electric Teeth? And he goes, yeah, but how come you not remember the doctor's name? And he goes, I don't know, but it was the Electric Teeth, right? And he sings this, he won't stop singing this song, the Electric Teeth. You know, which is a little strange. Like she says, he says, it's all I'm going to say for the rest of the show. I'm not going to give you any answers. She goes, that's, then they say, we got it. Koska Reeves said, we got to move because, he sent out a distress signal or talked to somebody. And Bo-Katan says, are you going to come with us or what? And Mandalorian goes, no. I got to deal with this foundling. I left him with a couple of frogs that were, and they go, okay, let's prepare to jump. You sure you don't want to come with us? He goes, yeah, something I need to do. Offer stands if you change your mind. Mandalorian says, where can I find the Jedi? And she takes off her helmet and she says, Caladon, just Corvus, Ahsoka Tano. Tell her you're set by Bo-Katan. Ahsoka Katano, whatever it is, Ahsoka Kano? Let me see. That's, I just started watching with my daughter some of the Star Wars Clone Wars things. So, Ahsoka Tano, I think that's what it is. Let me see. Also, I just watched the Starkid Star Wars musical. That's pretty, I don't have the actor's name who plays Darth Vader, but he's really good. Caladan, Forest Banner, Planet of Corvus, Ahsoka Tano. Tell her you were sent by Bo-Katan. So she was, Anakin Skywalker's, Padawan, at least in the Clone Wars, I think. So that's going to be interesting to, you know, get back to. Your bravery will not be forgotten. This is the way. And Mando says, this is the way I can accept. He says, actually, I think I can accept change of helmetless beings. He jumps off the ship and does a little flying back to the port city. Then we have cute baby Yoda bathing one of the frog babies, which is so cute. You're helping bathe him. And he's like so brusque, man. He goes, walks in. He says, thanks for watching the kid. Picks him up. He says, come on, kid. Let's go. That's it. Okay, kid. Come on. It's time to go. While he's still bathing him, let's go. Come on. He does say congratulations. Oso whines. He says, no, 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 we're not taking a frog baby with us. They go back to his ship, which is in the same condition he left it in, which is a mess. Mando goes up to the Mon Calamari, who's got a fishing sweater on. He says, is that the best you could do? 10,000 credits or whatever? And the guy goes, sign here, man. He's got waterproof overalls on. Mando, the Mon Calamari. Mando gets on. There's a lot of fishing. He fixed it. He just fixed it Mon Calamari style. So that, like, he redecorated the ship in like the accoutrement you would expect, not in a tiki bar, but a tiki bar accoutrement. So not tiki style, but like fishing, like nets and fishing lines, and even a squid snack for Baby Oso that Mandalorian has to handle. And again, he says, don't let me cut your food up for you, kid. Maybe even a baby version of what was in the Survivor competition. And it's a bumpy ride. He says, man, the ship is like trashed. Baby Oso says, oh boy, Papa, what is this thing? And Papa says, don't worry about it, kid. And he says, yeah, here's your, he goes, yay, it's lunchtime. They take off. There's stuff falling off the ship. One thing falls off before they go into orbit. And then after they go into orbit, but before they go into hyperspace, something else falls off. Let's see. They're above that. You don't get another shot of the gas giant. But yeah, we see it losing one more piece. Then we get Bryce Dallas Howard directed this episode. And we get whatever you call it, whatever the concept art. We get a ship into port, the Razor Crest. Then we get three Mandos as plate number two. Plate three is underwater cockpits shot. Plate four is Oso squid lunch playing with his food. Plate five is the port at night. Let's see what it is. Yeah, everybody working. Port at dusk, I'd say. Six is the Empire ship from the inside, the cargo hold. Seven is the fishing boat out at sea. Looks a little bit better on the concept art. Eight is a pram and water pre-survivor competition with special effects. Like it has a little water effect. Nine is another port shot of the Razor Crest. 10 is Mando and the troopers. 11 is Oso giving the frog a bath. Actually, it's after the frog had a bath. Looks like maybe he's on Mando's ship hiding it. Like he snuck a frog on there. So we still have a few minutes. I thought I didn't do a step-by-step thing. Let me see if I could, how many minutes it is to do this. We can do a step-by-step thing of how to take a, yeah, I think we could do it. Oh, no, that's not it. Let's see. How many minutes is this scene? It's a little bit long, but we'll just do like how many steps, to take a freighter. So step one, scout it out. Step two, get a babysitter for your baby Oso. Step three, watch it take off. Oh, step 2A, make sure, tell your kid to behave. Step four, use your jetpack, land on the roof. Step five, try to sneak up on them and get in as fast as you can. Step six, not fast enough. So we got to unlock the door, hack the door. Step seven, step eight, get ready. Have Bo-Katan, I think Bo-Katan, go in and do some super moves and outdance three stormtroopers. Step eight, if you walk with authority, holy cow, you'd say we're strutting. Step nine, laser tag a group of stormtroopers, no problem. because again, we walk with confidence. It might take us two or three trips of coverage. You know, if you're on the bridge, start worrying. Step 11, is that what we're on? They adjust the height, use a smoke screen, and keep moving forward. Like, you know, use our thermal imaging. Step 12, if you're on the ship, you're getting outstepped. Take the elevator, which I wouldn't do. That's something I would not put on in my step count. Step 13, let the elevator door open with no surprise, but we have Beskar armor, so we totally got moves. Step 15, get sealed in a room. Step 16, realize that these are not, obviously the Empire and post-Empire has loose hiring practices because who would want to join it anyway? So they just locked us in the control room. So step, 16, release the cargo and the cargo people. Escargo, as they say. Step 17, you know, check out the score. We also have to capture the ship. Step 18, call in, let them know to put hot tea on because we're coming. Step 20, oh boy, they're going to land the ship, so we got to move faster. Step 21, pinned down by superior firepower. Oh, like step 20A, Mando tries to back out. You know, you got to hold the information till we have taken the ship. Step 20 or 21 or something, go full Mando. If you're the Mandalorian, show that you're the Mandalorian. And gain access to the bridge. Step 21, pull the ship out of its dive so it doesn't land. Step 22, if you're Bo-Katan, discuss electric teeth and say, please, like, oh, too late. You're only going to sing electric teeth songs. Step 23, level the ship back out. If you're Mandalorian, if you're the Mandalorian, get the pieces of information you need from Bo-Katan. End on brusque but good rapport. And step 24, exit. So that was like our shortest step-by-step one because I did it post-haste, I guess. But yeah, that's another episode of the Mandalorian on Mandalorian. Good night, everybody. Okay, I want to thank everybody who reviewed the show on Apple Podcasts recently. Drewski 16 says, great podcast, been helping me sleep for 3 months, love it, couldn't recommend it more, give it a few tries. Then Love Dislike, that's from BC Quadruple Z. They don't like, and I'm glad people point this out because people say, geez, you bring politics into the show. And the more people point it out, the more makes me say, okay, this isn't about politics. It's about human beings and creating a safe place. That I can't keep human beings and supporting people with dignity and respect to the best of my ability separate from the show. So thanks for pointing that out. An ode to Scooter comes from Smiggles 13. Cannot believe I already listened to 200 episodes of this podcast. Granted, I slept through most of them. Always struggled with falling asleep due to my changing work schedule. Dreaded the nightly chore that going to bed had become. Thank you, Scooter, for making this process easier, for making me laugh, and for making me feel less alone. My honor. And then they updated it. They're a healthcare worker on the front line right now, and knowing they can escape with Scooter lulling them to sleep helps. Thank you. Mindy Sue 0703 said, love to go into bed's enjoyable for me now, because usually in the past it wasn't, and now I'm laughing out loud with my headphones on, waking my husband up, so then I try to hold in the giggles, and then soon after I sleep. Delightful and weird, and it works. Can't say enough good things. I'm 100% here for that he's unapologetic about his values and using the platform for good. Gino Bambino said, just wanted to say thank you. Keep on keeping on, brother. Thank you. Fifth Hunter says, they say the same thing. They, say, I know that people, I guess like, the podcast is what it is, and it's about taking good care of people. Let's see, another person strongly displeased. They don't like the intro. You could always start the show 20 seconds at JS. We did try like a show for a long time called Sleep to Strange that was only the story parts of the show for free, but it just didn't work. We weren't able to sustain it. Best sleep aid ever. That comes from the Josvi. If you're like me and you have talk radio on low volume to help you sleep, then this is perfect. And Drew gets me to sleep pretty quick when I do listen in. Typically, I try to get back to sleep. Pretty insightful and fun. VSS 55556, better than listening to rain sounds. I listen to this every night. If you have insomnia, this helps. And then 100% effective comes from SF Giants Are the Best, my favorite podcast. So thank you, everybody, for reviewing the show there on Apple Podcasts. Sleep With Me exists as a free show because people that support the show on Patreon or support the sponsors and let them know about it. And we grow as a show for free by people just spreading the word. You could even just spread the word about podcasts in general, and that'll help Sleep With Me. I really, really appreciate it. Thanks, everybody, and good night. All right, everybody, Scoots here. I'm doing our month in review on Sleep With Me Plus, which is similar, if you're still listening on Patreon, if you could think about moving over, but it's going to be similar to what you would have seen there this month. And as far as the ad-free episodes, a lot of them are coming out in the ad-supported feed that you all listen to as well. I gotta find the right podcast app. So I was also buying time because on Sleep With Me Plus, one of the main differences is everything is separated out into its own feeds. So there's four different podcasts. I'm gonna start with the bonus episode podcast. So that just has bonus shows. And on March 2nd, A Mayor Tour, Welcome to Scooterville, a Postie Special Edition Super Deluxe episode came out. These are really cool. They come out on a couple Saturdays a month. And these are something that's just really important to me. Ideally, down the road, we'll have budget to do more or somebody else even do a version two. But it's basically Chris Postie Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful. It takes an episode of Sleep With Me and reimagines it in a sense, which that's pretty much it. That's all the instructions for Chris. Hey, take an episode, reimagine it. But this year, Chris has been doing this for years. So in the bonus feed is years and years and years of this. As a matter of fact, in the bonus feed I'm looking at, there's 377 episodes. I think that's in the Boar Besties feed. But so right now in 2024, is that what year it is? Chris is doing this Scooterville series. So definitely worth checking out if you're like, love Sleep With Me, you're looking for something like a little bit different with some sound design, you want to listen to it during the day, or a lot of people, when they start to support the show and they discover these, this is what they sleep to because everybody's a little bit different. What else we got in this feed? Audio news, Scooterville. Oh, Contact, TNG Contact Part 2 came out since I think we last recorded this. And then a Fearless Flyer episode is about to come out. I think maybe this week, the February Fearless Flyer episode. Okay, then Boar Besties and Boar Friends also get a feed with all intro and all night shows. So Thursday night, an all intro episode came out. Weird, the all night episode. I might have archived it. But Big Farm in the Sky PI. Huh, I guess there's an all-night episode that's going to come out or should be in this feed that so doesn't seem to be there. So this is good. I'm checking this. This is live quality control. Maybe it's in another feed. I put it in the wrong feed. But yeah, not sure which one it is either. So I'll have to look into that. So that's interesting. Okay, then you get a feed with ad-free full episodes. And so they don't have any, they have, they don't have the supporter zone. They don't have the sponsor stuff. They don't have the mystery bard music or the thank yous at the end, but they are something that, cause you can listen to that in the ad supported version. Right. But, so let's see, episode 1245 came out Sunday. That was Great British Bake Off episode 8. Multiplex episode 3 came out. Hickory Dickory Farms, Ren Faire with Ray came out March 3rd, 1243. 1242 Bake Off episode 7 came out. February 25th, Multiplex episode 2 came out. Julius J. Juice. What else we got? 1240 Apple Cider Redo. That was Trader Joe's a Shop and Cook episode. Big retraction in that one. You know, retracted my opinion on apple cider donuts from Trader Joe's. So, yeah, and then the audio news. And then in story only, we had, the same thing. Everything comes out on Sleep With Me Plus. This is so cool. There's something we only have been able to do since we moved to a new platform. Is we're able to put out the story only episodes and the full episodes on the same day because they're in separate podcasts. We couldn't do that on the old platform because everything would just been too clogged up and it would just been too confusing for a large number of people. So now, yeah, story only, there's like a lot of story only fans and yeah, they got the same thing. Great British Bake Off 8, Multiplex 3, Ren Faire with Ray, Great British 7, Multiplex 2, Trader Joe's Shop and Cook, Apple Cider, then Dessert Week, Great British Bake Off, whatever, Episode 6, Multiplex 1, Wandering Towers, Board Game Unboxing. So yeah, that's everything that came out this week. I don't have my calendar in front of me. I've been working really hard at the planning calendar, and we got some exciting stuff coming up to sleep to. That's so exciting, you don't need to listen to it. What do we have? Multiplex 7 I recorded yesterday. Started writing Multiplex 8 today. These are a couple months away, but the Guild, the web series of the Guild, we did part of season 1 of that, and we're definitely going to do season 1 of that and probably season 2, maybe go on. I don't know. Maybe do season 1 and season 2 and take a break. Those will be coming out late spring, early summer. I came up with 2 new ideas for random Tuesday episodes. One with pillow, other plush friends, a pillow pet, and then another one that would be called the Marble Vagabond. And those are episode ideas that came out of intros. Neither of those has been recorded, though. Those intros were recorded. The Marble Vagabond intro will be in part 2 of our coverage of the movie Bring It On. What else have we recorded? We did an episode called Willy Wonka Interactive Experience, Immersive Adventure, which I was really happy with. And that's going to be a new genre of Sleep With Me style show of poorly run immersive experiences, like the one like that kind of what got a lot of press, and we got to work on the audio for something very similar, but it was called the Willy Wonka experience. Also not a very high budget experience, but at least it had audio from Scoots or a narrator like Scoots. So that'll come out late spring, early summer. And then our crossover series, we got three episodes done, episode 2, 3, and 4 from season 1. So that'll be coming out this spring too and summer. So yeah, that's everything right now. And thanks so much. If you're listening, it's a free feed. It'd be great. If you think about supporting the show, it's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. This enables us to do everything we do, and those of you that support the sponsors, we also really count on those of you that just spread the word about the show. So thank you for doing that, and that's it. Good night, everybody.